show is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We roll right into your phone calls. Lee is on the line listening on KGEZ in Kalispell, Montana. Hey, Lee.
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, as you know from your computer, I was calling on one thing. Actually, after listening to Hometown Boy Daryl call, he had some local resources, and I think this is a little more important for me to cover than my original topic was.
Change it up. Talk about what
you want.
That's
free talk. We can do just about anything.
And, just about. As long as it's within FCC rules.
Yes. Oh, man.
I know, it bums me out too, but we've got to protect our radio station owners and their licenses.
I know, you're such a downer. No, Daryl seems like a pretty shiny guy. He calls quite often, and he has some kind of engineering background. As a guy who manufactures and markets his products internationally, right here from Montana, needless to say, I've talked to a few attorneys. Two of the patent attorneys both told me almost the same thing over time, over like a 10-year different period of time for different things. Number one, you establish a market.
Okay, how do you do
that?
First
guy in the market, and this would be no different if there was no government or virtually a totalitarian state. Product recognition, name identification, all that stuff goes in. If you can get in there and maintain a position for a year, before somebody thinks you got such a good idea and you're making too much money that they need to play, that's that. For with what it sounds like he's doing, you'd have a phenomenal amount of upfront tooling costs. That takes most of the people out. What you got to remember is most of the people that you want to even let know about the product are people that sell products. Home Depot doesn't want to even bother going to China except to buy the stuff. They don't want to go through all the grief of having your product cloned over there. If you can furnish them the product and get it to them on time every month, they're just as happy to buy it from you.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the retailers, that their job is to put it on the shelves and move them, not to do anything else beyond really just taking stuff off your hands and moving them out the door.
This whole patent thing was set up pretty much, I'm pretty sure, the way that one guy insinuated was by the attorney and the attorneys and the example he used, and that was all he was a patent attorney. This guy didn't do divorces and such, was actually had an exclusive thing for maritime law, too, which is another completely separate thing. But he said that the classic example was Kodak and Polaroid suing each other over the Instamatic camera. And after they each spent $54 million, they threw in a towel and said, okay, you make it for 6 months, and I'll sell all my inventory and make it for 6 months, and now nobody has an Instamatic camera anymore.
Really?
Pretty much, I guess. That's pretty much a true story. I know they each spent $54 million suing each other for the right to make it. Well, that was kind of more than the product.
And that's really, that's really one of the problems with the patent system is that there's so much money that these companies spend in legal fees just trying to protect themselves and, you know, hiring lawyers to make sure the paperwork's done right. If that money, if the patents were just gone, then none of that money would need to be spent. That would actually lower the cost of research and development, and that could make things far more competitive.
Tremendously. See, it boils down to who has the biggest checkbook.
Well, in this world, yes, it does.
The way they're doing it now, it's who has the biggest checkbook, who can hang out in court the longest. Finally, you got to throw in the towel because you're out of dough.
Yep.
And that's kind of like your gourd story. Did you get that off of liberty.gourd?
I don't know. Oh, the one you were talking about, Mark?
The
guys wearing the carrots on their units?
No.
Yeah, the gourds. They were wearing gourds. I thought he got it off of liberty.gourd.
No, it was off the Travel Channel.
Well, thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Gourd.
Always appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Also going to talk to Sisto in Arizona. Has been waiting patiently. Hey, Sisto. Sisto, Arizona. Going once.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm just wanting to follow up with the Terry Goodkind interview you guys had about a year ago.
Terry Goodkind, author, sort of libertarian-ish, more of an objectivist.
An objectivist.
There's a difference between libertarians and objectivists. This guy, but a good author, though, right, Mark? You're a huge fan, right?
I am. I'm a big fan.
Go ahead with your follow-up.
So I'm wondering, Ian, did you actually read any of the books? Or are you? I know you're busy, but...
No, I haven't read a fiction... I don't remember the last time I read a fiction book. Oh, wait, no, I'm reading one with Julia right now. But before that, I don't remember.
I've got the whole series, if you want to start The Sword of Truth by Terry Goodkind.
We're going to read Dexter next. We're not reading Terry Goodkind.
I see.
Yeah.
So we should support the libertarian authors.
He's not a libertarian. Yep.
He's close enough.
More
not good enough.
For Mark, and then yeah. I got a quote, and then I'll leave you guys be. Mark.
Yes.
Since you actually read the series, and I have a question. You know, I'm putting a libertarian question into this little full story. And when Richard was trying to make other countries surrender to his empire to battle against, you know, another force, if there was a libertarian country, do you think they would have joined Richard?
Let's see. In the case of I don't know.
Help me here, Mark. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Essentially, there's this force that's rolling over country after country. Evil force that's moving towards your libertarian country. And I think a libertarian's allowed to act if he's threatened, like a legitimate threat. I don't mean feel threatened. I mean threatened.
Yeah.
And it seems reasonable to me if a country's rolling over, country after country on the way to your country, that you would react to that.
What was the question though? I've like forgotten what the question was.
The question was, would a libertarian country join Richard?
Well, there.
Yeah.
Now, when you say libertarian country, are you talking about a country where there's some government calling itself libertarian, or are you talking about a country without government?
I'm talking about your kind of country, Ian.
Well, then I would say that if you've got a madman that is going and killing people, I mean, presumably that in this process of taking over the world, he's harming others and stealing their property and killing, right?
It's a little more to that, but you'd have to do the story. That's why the question is aimed toward Mark.
I understand. Well, now you're asking me about my country, and I would say that if there is the madman killing people, at the very least, and harming...
Destroying their own other countries,
okay.
But...
Well, if you're killing other people, I don't think it would matter at that point that if you had... whether or not the force had been initiated upon you, should you want to come to the aid? I mean, for instance, if they killed your family members, I think you'd be completely justified in coming to their defense... in the fact that if you wanted to target the individual that was behind the entire operation, whoever it was that was setting this up, whoever their leader is, go after them. Because the free market, the laissez-faire society, is not bound by these international rules that these countries play by. And I understand you're talking about something in the world of fiction, but in the real world today, the different governments, they have these interlocking agreements that say, well, look, when we have a war, us leaders, we're not going to get killed. We're just going to send these troops, and these troops are going to kill each other.
Right. The poor, powerless people are going to get killed.
Yeah. Right. So in a laissez-faire society, we wouldn't be bound by any of that crap. So anybody that started something with us or anybody that we cared about, you could just put a bounty on their head and say, all right, you better not come this way or you're going to get a bounty on your head. And then that power monger, that politician, he doesn't want to die. He wants to enjoy, being fed grapes in his palace. He wants to live the high life. So he's not going to threaten your country if it's going to mean your free land, if it's going to mean a loss of his life. And with a laissez-faire society, you aren't bound by those other rules. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. So let me leave with a quote from Richard, as you like, and everyone loves this guy. and I'll let you guys be. The
right.
quote is, "Your life is yours alone. Rise up and live it." Have a good night, guys.
Love that. Thank you, dude. You better, because you only get one chance, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I really do like the Terry Goodkind novels. Certainly, they're based upon war and that kind of thing. But largely they work by libertarian principles. And novels they need conflict. People need to be dying in sword and sorcery books. So.
Of course, I wouldn't disagree with
and
you.
And one thing that you can definitely tell is...
stories need conflict.
...is that the leaders, besides Richard, find life cheap. And,
they're disposable. You're an asset to them. An expendable asset.
Yes, that's how they feel.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, but it's for the good of the nation, Mark. Whatever that is. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, Paul in California, your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include, by the way, updates. Get on the list, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. In fact, one of the reasons you want to be on the updates list is because at some point within the next few days, could be sometime tonight, through the end of the weekend, I would say, if you're on the updates list, you're going to be given a chance to win. because March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. And it's presented by Fresh from Florida. It's the world's fastest sports cars. They're all going to be battling for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course.
Bring a bring those little squishy earplug things, because, man, it's loud.
They're not just the cars, but the crowd. I mean, this is a huge party. For tickets and information, in case you don't win them in the next few days,
tens of thousands of people are there partying.
Yeah. Call 1-800-626-RACE. That's 800-626-RACE. Or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. If you love racing, if you like a huge party out in the middle of the state of Florida, you don't want to miss this. I mean, people come from all over the place. I gave away some tickets to some of our amplifiers earlier today, and this one guy's going from New Jersey to go down.
It's an awesome race. I don't think he'll be disappointed. I really don't.
You're not even a huge race fan.
I'm not. I had a great time, though. I'm not a race fan at all. There's some free tickets I got a few years ago, and I went and I had an awesome time that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
So if you want a chance to win these tickets, we're going to do it via the updates list for sure. We might do it via the podcast. That might happen as well. Plus, we're probably going to do a pair live on the air on Saturday night show. For all of our radio listeners to have a chance at as well. But the updates list is going to be the easiest one. If you're watching your email box, you're the first person to respond when I send that out, bam, tickets are yours. So go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. Speaking of amplifiers, we go to the Amp Line, talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen,
hey.
Good to talk to you.
What's on your mind tonight?
By the way, the amplifiers already got a shot at those tickets.
That's right.
I wish I could go back to Florida. I was already in Miami once this year, going to Stefan Molyneux's symposium. But
Really?
I just went. Yeah,
he's a pretty cool guy.
Free Domain Radio symposium. 20 people showed up. It really was interesting stuff.
I wonder why he did that in Miami. Why wouldn't he do that in his home country of Canada?
It's warmer.
He was on vacation.
Ah, okay.
By the time you get through to the end of January, you want to get out of Canada for a while, you know?
I suppose so.
Oh, I really do understand.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to give you guys props for doing an amazing job on commercial over-the-air radio talking about a stateless, voluntary, free market society. I think that's just totally awesome.
Has this ever been done before in the history of syndicated radio?
I don't think so. I'm not the big radio historian, but I'd like to find somebody to come up with a better job of it.
Yeah, I've been idly following the talk radio industry, I guess a little more than idly, but for the last decade or so, and I was not aware of any other syndicated host doing this. I know there are certainly a handful of great libertarian, principled talk hosts around the country. In fact, a number of them are also program directors, and I'm hoping we're going to announce a new AM station on the West Coast or the West Coast area soon. Talk to one of those guys today. None of them are syndicated.
I would love something in the Los Angeles market. But I realize that there's a tough market to crack.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It sure is. But we're in Loma Linda in San Bernardino.
That's close. Not quite.
Yeah, signal doesn't quite make it out here. But,
You could live there if you call it Los Angeles. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, I just wanted to. When I listened to your podcast, you deal with such a wide variety of ideas. One of the things I get into conversations at work now, and my boss, we just had this conversation this afternoon about how he wants to get. It's one of these people who likes the idea of liberty, who thinks the government is a bunch of crooks, but yet somehow just can't let go of the idea that government is necessary. And
give that man a copy of The Market for Liberty.
Yeah, I think I will do that.
We got the free audio book.
Yeah, I'll put it on a CD for him. You did a great job with that.
It'll probably have to be six CDs. I guess you could do MP3 files, and you could probably fit it all on one CD.
Yeah, I put it on. Yeah, I do. Yeah, we will fit. That's our job, is to get people who understand that this election is going to be a great opportunity, because there's going to be, I mean, the bull bleep is getting so thick, and so many more people are really starting to see there's something terribly wrong.
Yep, they're figuring it out. Well, I mean, people have known for a long time that something is wrong. It's just, I think now more people are coming across the real solution instead of, well, elect our guy and we'll fix the problem. Now it's, maybe the guys that they're offering me aren't really worth picking, and now they're starting to look outside of that box. They're starting to think outside of the old paradigm, and it's thanks to the Internet. It really is thanks to the Internet. If it weren't for the Internet, we'd just be... none of us would be here doing this right now. That's for damn sure. If we knew about liberty, we might be sitting around with two or three other liberty-minded friends in the areas we live just commiserating and drinking our sorrows away.
I completely agree, because up until about 2 or 3 years ago, I considered myself a conservative. I listened to talk show hosts like Dennis Prager and it's like, you know, the guy comes across as being very ethical and very honest.
Sure.
And yet now I listen to him, and it's like he argues both sides of an issue at the same time, and he doesn't realize it.
And
it's like, that's the problem. It's like, you know, all these people talk about, you know, well, you know, I mean, the government needs to be smaller and all that, and yet, you know, they completely miss the fact that, yeah, but what good does government have altogether?
Mm-hmm. They're not asking the fundamental questions.
Yeah.
And if you aren't asking, I don't know if it's Thomas Pynchon, I think, that said something, I'm paraphrasing, but, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, then it doesn't matter what the answer is.
That's a beautiful quote, and if it wasn't for guys like Mark Stevens and Stefan Molyneux, who I only found out about on the Internet, I'd still be calling myself a conservative and thinking these guys really had the goods and be all in favor of getting those Islamo-fascists.
Right, and you call yourself a conservative as though you had any idea what that really meant. I still don't know what it means.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I had a thought. Conservative, if you stop and think about it, conserve means you've already got everything you're ever going to get, and you're trying to keep it from wandering off. But it's like conservation means you are already at the top of your wealth. In other words, you've got all the wealth you're ever going to get, and you're trying to conserve it.
Mm. Yeah, it's an absurd viewpoint. I mean, anybody that knows anything about the free marketplace and wealth knows that in an unhindered market where there's no government around to control things, the wealth pie continually grows. There's not a finite amount of wealth in this world.
Exactly. And human progress, you know, the other problem is that people's idea of morality out there is the idea that, well, you know, we reached the pinnacle with the nuclear family and monogamy and limited government and all this stuff. And it's like human evolution, the society does not change. All we have to do is preserve the family.
It's an absurd viewpoint.
No.
That's what conservatism is. It's protecting the status quo.
Yep. Great call tonight, dude. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. There is no pinnacle. In a free marketplace, it just keeps going and going and going. The wealth continues to increase. Your pie piece keeps getting bigger. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, spots, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The healing formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include the live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to military policeman Mac on the line in Georgia. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
First of all, I joined the DEA.
You did? Oh, no.
The Data Enforcement Administration.
Oh, the Data Enforcement.
Yeah, I'd be scared there for a moment, Mac. I thought, oh, my goodness.
No. Hell freeze over first. But anyway.
That's good to know.
Anyways, well, I called about them. I'm looking at the Democratic debates, just, you know, keeping up, even when they're talking about.
Are they debating tonight? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Univision.
Okay.
Is debating over. Had hosted the debate over in Texas for the Hispanic voters.
Gotcha.
As a matter of fact, they about finished anyway, man. But they brought up two things: No Child Left Behind, and the war on terror, what's really right now. And I'm on things about it, and I'll be pretty quick about it.
No
Child Left Behind, I think, is a piece of crap. Be honest, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the whole federal government's involvement in education is crap. I mean, ever since the Department of Education was created in, I believe it was the mid-50s, the test scores have been dropping. The results have just been getting worse and worse. And as more federal involvement, more federal spending, worse results. So No Child Left Behind is just the next step in the long line of federal regulation of local schools.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, I graduated about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I just graduated when I was 19. I'm 22 now. And I can remember when I was in middle school when they first started with No Child Left Behind, you know, it was a quick progression of, you know, written, handwritten test, you know, teachers grading the test, handing back to you, to the point within a year or so time, you know, it was a learning curve that was so quick for the teachers to adjust to that, you know, you had the Scantron sheets, you had the computer generated test, and it was in preparation for these pass fail tests that you had to take. When it's in middle school, you had to take every year. If you fail the test, you fail the grade, basically.
And that's what they're doing now. You know, they're preparing the kids for the tests, and they're teaching the test. They're teaching test-taking skills so they can get get these kids to pass the test so they can move them on and get their next budget from the next year. And, you know, the interesting thing about all this is I read somewhere, I don't know how accurate this is, but, you know, take it for what it's worth. I read somewhere that the federal government pays out approximately 6% to the average local school budget. So, you know, 96 cents is coming from local and state funds, and 6 cents on every dollar is coming from the federal government. But I believe they exercise something like 90% of the control over state and federal, over the rules. So, I mean, it's just disgusting. Now, did you say you were 42 or 22? Sometimes it's kind of hard to understand.
22.
Okay, so you're 22 now. I thought you said you were out of school for 20 years. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I was just messing with you.
What was the other point you wanted to make tonight, Mac?
But with No Child Left Behind, you know, it got to the point that when I was in high school, you had these pass-fail tests every class you had to take. It doesn't matter if you had a 99.9999, get my point, in a certain class. If you failed that in the course test, you fail.
Yeah, I had that happen to me. I took what was called an AP class. Only took one in my entire time in high school because I took one. I learned my lesson. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I took it in computer programming, and I'm kind of a techie geek. I know my computers inside and out fairly well, and so I took this AP class, and I was getting an A in the class because, you know, I was doing the projects and I was getting good grades on them. I was programming as I should have been. But it's exactly like you said. The entire thing was predicated, the passing the class was predicated on passing the very final test. If I didn't get a 3 or whatever it was, 3, 4, or 5, then I wouldn't pass. And I got a 2. Right. So I didn't get credit for the class.
It was, wasted the whole year based on one test.
Yeah, I learned some programming. It's just that I'm not the test-taking type. I don't like to study. I'm not good at memorizing things. And when you're programming, you don't have to know stuff from memory. You can have a compendium. You can have a reference book sitting next to you in case you need to refresh yourself or look something up. But you aren't allowed to do that during a test-taking time. And so, you know, I bombed out on the tests. Mac, thanks for the call tonight, dude, as always. 800-259-9231 if you needed something else. Call us tomorrow night, 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your calls here. Let's see, real quick. A whistleblower site has been taken offline. This, according to the BBC, and this, by the way, is happening in America. So wait till you hear the details on this case. A controversial website that allows whistleblowers to anonymously post government and corporate documents has been taken offline in the United States. WikiLeaks.org, as it is known, was cut off from the Internet following a California court ruling, says the site. The case was brought by a Swiss bank after several hundred documents were posted about its offshore activities. Other versions of the pages hosted in other countries can still be accessed. However, the main site was taken offline after the court ordered that Dynadot, which controls the site's domain name, should remove all traces of WikiLeaks from its servers. So, this is typical where governments will leverage their threatening power over the Internet service provider.
Whoever they can.
Right, or whoever it is that's giving them the access. Whoever's holding the gatekeepers, if you will. However, the main site was taken offline. The court also ordered that Dynadot should, quote, prevent the domain name from resolving to the WikiLeaks.org website or any other website or server other than a blank park page until further order of this court. So this entire domain name has been held hostage by the federal government or the California government in this case. Other orders.
I wonder, so it's the California government, and the California is, what, the sixth largest economy in the world? What if it had been some crappy little town in the middle of nowhere? What if...
some town or the country of Andorra or something.
Right.
Vatican City.
I mean, Andorra would be one thing. What if it was, St. Vincent and the Grenadines? What if they had? What if the provincial government of one of their little tiny islands with 40 people living on it or something like that had decided that they needed to do this? You know, I mean,
what would have Dynadot said to them?
Right, and it's just what makes California's government any more legitimate?
And why is it that it's Dynadot's responsibility? Is it just that they, you know, as a corporation, have agreed to obey anything the government throws at it as far as their demands? Because if it was the website, if it was the user of the site, the creator of the website, that violated some law, shouldn't they be going after him? Shouldn't they be leveraging their power and authority over that guy? Well, no, that would be too difficult for them.
Yeah, they do take the path of least resistance when it comes to these situations. And
whoever's going to bend over... Whoever's most likely to bend over, that's who they'll go after.
Yep.
And that's what they did in this case.
In this case, it's just, you know, the service. I don't know. It's the people that own the web domain page thing. Those people, they get what, $40 a year for selling?
Less than that.
That's, so it doesn't matter to them if they...
Right, it's $10 usually.
Yeah, it can be as low as $10.
So the court, again, ordered that the domain name be locked to prevent the transfer of the domain name to a different domain registrar to prevent changes from being made to the site. Because when if you've got a host, like GoDaddy, for instance, that's who we use, you can transfer your domain to a different domain service provider. But now they're locking that down, too. They've totally locked down this person's property. This is his web name, and they've banned his website, essentially, from being able to appear on the Internet. What, this in the country where there's a First Amendment right to the freedom of speech?
Well, actually,
this is America.
Interestingly, the site's still up. It's just that you can't put in WikiLeaks.com to get there. You can still put in 88.80.13.10.160.
Uh-huh. More on the way. You take control. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. So, to wrap things up here this particular evening, we'll go to Paul Craig Roberts, who, if you don't know, was actually involved in this federal government of ours a number of years ago. He was at one time the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for the Reagan administration. So he's been on the inside. He's been, you know, working hand in hand with many of the same bureaucrats and politicians that are still there today. But he has come to his senses. In fact, he wants to point something out about the what he calls more lies from the fascists, President George W. Bush, and this so-called Protect America Act that Bush has been trying to get reinstated, or I guess instated, one or the other. He'll make it clear in a moment. President George W. Bush, this from LouRockwell.com, by the way, and his Director of National Intelligence, Mike McConnell, are telling the American people that an unaccountable executive branch is necessary for their protection. Now, without the Protect America Act, say Bush and McConnell, the executive branch will not be able to spy on terrorists and we'll all be blown up.
Yes, yes. I imagine they want us to believe exactly that.
Now, terrorists can only be stopped, says Bush, if Bush has the right to spy on everyone without any oversight by the courts.
Now, hold on. Before we go any farther on this, obviously, the people that are going to believe this out there that aren't politicians are the tried and true flag-waving Republican kind of people, right?
Believe Paul Craig Roberts' claims, you mean?
No, believe Bush's claims.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, Bush is leaving. You know, he's going to be voted. We're going to vote on a new president in November. He'll be leaving office on 1/20/09. You've seen the bumper stickers out there. There's a lot of people out there waiting for the day that George Bush leaves office. They can't wait. Now, George Bush is
because
going to
they believe something fundamental is going to change, but it's not.
Right, it's not.
George Bush is what?
George Bush is leaving in less than a year.
Yes.
Any power that he imparts to the president, he isn't going to impart on to a Democrat for the next 4 years, likely for the next eight. We're pretty much getting our presidents in 2 year shots these days. And
That's two terms. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's George Bush is trying to give the power to the Democrats at this point. Do you think the Democrats are going to do good things with these powers that George Bush is putting in place for the presidency?
Yeah. Who are they going to spy on?
What does George Bush care? He'll be off in Texas, or, you know, he'll probably move back to Connecticut once he doesn't have to run for office anymore.
That's a great point. And it sounds a little conspiratorial, Mark. What does George Bush care? Why is he going through all of these motions?
Power hungry.
Yeah, but you as know, you said, he doesn't get to benefit
from
it.
He wants to be considered a good president. You know, he wants to have been one of the good ones.
Well, maybe it is possible that they all do really work together. That, I mean, we've seen George H.W. Bush, the older guy, we've seen him hanging around with old Bill Clinton. They pal around, they go golfing and boating together. I mean, if that doesn't tell you something about the fact that there's not a dime's worth of difference between these two parties, I don't know what else will make it crystal clear. I mean, at least they used to pretend like they didn't like each other, you know?
Yeah, like, rrr,
right.
They're bad.
But now they don't even bother with that. Now it's a photo op. Now it's, hey, look, we're here in Hurricane Katrina. We're helping people together. We're all friends now.
Well, it's, you know, it's good from a PR standpoint for them to work together. My question is, if they're working together, against whom are they working?
Our freedoms, sir.
Yeah, every time politicians work together to get something done, it's working together to screw us.
Well, let's talk more about this Protect America Act. According to Paul Craig Roberts, the fight over the act has everything to do with our safety, not in the way that Bush and McConnell assert. Bush says the Democrats have put our country in more danger of an attack by letting the Protect America Act lapse. Now, this claim is nonsense. The 30-year-old Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act gives the executive branch all the power it might need to spy on terrorists.
Have you been working on your Barack Obama accent?
I don't know what he sounds like.
Next shot? Okay. Well, he has great-sounding voice, actually.
The choice between FISA and the Protect America Act has nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism, at least not from foreign terrorists. Bush and his brown shirts object to FISA because the law requires Bush to obtain warrants from a FISA court. Now, warrants mean that Bush is accountable. Bush and his brown shirts argue that accountability is an infringement upon the power of the president. To escape the accountability, the brown shirt party has come up with the Protect America Act. This act eliminates Bush's accountability to judges and gives the telecom companies immunity from the felonies that they committed by acquiescing in Bush's illegal spying.
Right.
Sweet deal, huh? Bush began violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in October of 2001 when he spied on Americans without obtaining warrants from the FISA court. Bush pressured telecom companies like Verizon and AT&T to break the law in order to enable his illegal spying. Now, in court documents, and boy, if this doesn't tell you the way government works, I don't know what does. This is a perfect example right here. Joseph P. Nascio, former CEO of Quest Communications International, another telecom, states that his firm was approached more than 6 months before the September 11, 2001 attacks and asked to participate in a spying operation that Quest determined was illegal. So when Quest refused, government came to Quest, said, hey, will you help us with this? We need your help here. Oh, wait, no, that's illegal. Sorry, we don't want to be a part of that. When Quest refused, the Bush administration withdrew opportunities for contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But the icing on the cake is that Joe Nascio, the CEO of the company, was subsequently indicted for insider trading.
Oh, God.
Sending the message to all telecom companies to cooperate with the Bush regime or else. Now remember, that happened before September 11th.
And, you know, the fact is that, you know, the Bush administration required them to break the law. And that's, you know, it just goes to show this guy thinks that he is the law.
Right. If you don't do what I say, we will ruin you. Ruin you personally and ruin your business.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Bush has not been held accountable for the felonies he committed and for leading telecom companies into a life of crime. As the lawmakers who gave us FISA understood, spying on people without warrants lets a political party collect dirt on its adversaries with which to blackmail them. As Bush illegally spied a long time before word of it got out, blackmail might be the reason the Democrats have ignored their congressional election mandate and have not put a stop to Bush's illegal wars and unconstitutional police state measures.
It may very well be that.
Perhaps the Democrats have finally caught on that they cannot function as a political party as long as they continue to permit Bush to spy on them. For one reason or another, they've let the Orwellian-named Protect America Act expire. With the Protect America Act, Bush and his brown shirts are trying to establish the independence of the executive branch from statutory law and the Constitution.
Now, notice his speculation here, Paul Craig Roberts' speculation, that it had nothing to do with protecting the American people's civil liberties. It had nothing to do with your constitutional rights. It had everything to do with protecting their own political party against the, you know, the dark, shadowy dealings of the other political party.
Whatever the dirt was, they dug up. The FISA law means that the president is accountable to federal judges for warrants. Now, Bush and the brown shirt Republicans are striving to make the president independent of all accountability.
Yeah. They want to make the president essentially the law.
Yep. The brown shirts insist the leader knows best and can tolerate no interference from the law, the judiciary, Congress, or the Constitution, and certainly not from the American people, who, the brown shirts tell us, won't be safe unless Bush is very, very powerful. Now, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison saw it differently. The American people cannot be safe unless the president is accountable and under many restraints. Well, we've seen that didn't really work out, but in theory. Pray that the Democrats have caught on that they cannot give the executive branch unaccountable powers to spy and still have grounds on which to refuse the executive branch unaccountable powers elsewhere. Republicans have used the war on terror to create an unaccountable executive to prevent the presidency from becoming a dictatorial office, and it's darn close right now.
Yep.
It is crucial that Congress cease acquiescing in Bush's grab for powers. As the Founding Fathers warned us, the terrorists we have to fear are the ones in power in Washington. The Al-Qaeda terrorists with whom Bush has been frightening us have no power to destroy our liberties.
No. And, you know, that's what they claim that these people are after, is that they want to destroy our liberties. Well, if you believe the nonsense the terrorists want to destroy our liberties, then you must realize it's happened. It has happened. Our liberties have been eroded in this country since then.
And it's only because we've allowed it.
Yeah, we've now got soldier-style cops standing in the middle of New York City with MP5s in their hands, machine guns.
None of this would have happened.
Like they do in these other yucky governments that rule much,
third world countries,
yeah,
sure,
much more heavily than we do.
And it wouldn't have happened if the American people hadn't let it, because we've all consented, silently or explicitly. Anyway, he says that compared to the loss of liberty, a terrorist attack is nothing. Meanwhile, Bush, the beneficiary of two stolen elections, has urged Zimbabwe to hold a fair election. America gets away with its hypocrisy, says Paul Craig Roberts, because no one in our government has enough shame to blush. Ken in Tennessee, got 20 seconds, go.
Well, the Hope Scholarship in Tennessee, which is the Lowry-supported scholarship, about 80% of the students were losing it because of poor grades, so they just lowered the threshold for the grade point average you have to keep in college.
Thanks for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.